This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oftentimes on a Friday, we do a little music and have some fun with our friend Tim Sommer, music journalist, former record executive. He writes at the Rock and Roll Globe. He's become a good friend, too, so we got a few things to discuss music-wise. Bad Bunny being the Super Bowl halftime performer, very confusing to me. Darius Rucker, you know, Tim was the guy that signed Hootie and the Blowfish and knows Darius very well, wrote a book about this. He's got a new supergroup, which is kind of interesting, and the Swiftie album dropped today, and I kind of like it. I listened to it for just a little while earlier, and I'm very curious to see what my daughter thinks of that. We have Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe. I'm not sure if he's a Swiftie or not. We're going to find out this afternoon. Governor, how are you? Where do you stand on Tay-Tay?
Mark, it's great to be on with you this afternoon. Before I get to Tay-Tay, what is a bad bunny?
Is that something
that goes awry during the Easter season, or what happens?
Well, you know what's funny about that is I can very specifically answer that question because you probably don't know this about me, but we have something at my home called the Reardon Zoo. So I have two dogs, I have three cats, and I have a bunny that chews on things in my home, especially iPad and iPhone charging cables. So Oreo, my bunny, can be a bad bunny. But yeah, the guy doing the halftime show, I got nothing for you. I really don't.
Yeah, I've never heard of him before. Tay-Tay, you know, she's getting married to our man Travis Kelce.
That's right.
So, you know, the Chiefs are the NFL team of the state of Missouri. We want to keep them here. And so if it makes Travis happy, makes me happy.
By the way, they play Monday Night Football against the Jaguars this weekend, the Chiefs do. All right, so let me just start with the government shutdown. I don't know what kind of effect this has on any of our operations here in Missouri, or if you have any thoughts on where we are with that in Washington. I mean, is it something that your office has to get involved with, or is it just everything operates on the federal level?
No, I mean, the early days into it, no, it's not going to affect the day-to-day operations of what most Missourians would encounter or need or rely on from the federal government. But, you know, just look at this for a minute. I mean, it's ridiculous what's happening is that Chuck Schumer is claiming that they have, you know, they have no responsibility to this. Some of the more liberal media outlets are acting like they're not reading the bill. I mean, it's crystal clear that they want to spend $1.5 billion on Medicaid for our illegal aliens. And I think most Missourians, no matter what party, would find that offensive. I mean, that program is supposed to be for our Americans. It's paid for with American taxpayer dollars. And I don't blame the president. As a matter of fact, the president and Congress and Senate, I'm happy that they're saying, no, we're not doing this anymore. And so that's really where it comes down to. And I hope that the some of the Democrats can come to their senses and can come over and vote and get the continuing resolution going.
Yeah, I don't see how they get out of this without caving relatively quickly, but we'll see what happens next week. My prediction is, by the way, it's always wrong, so you should maybe put some money on the other side, is that midweek by next week this will be over with. So we'll see. Now let's talk about immigration in particular here, because you have authorized the National Guard to support ICE in Missouri, correct?
We called up the National Guard to support ICE. Christy Noem has been great for us and trying to make sure we get illegals out of this country so that, again, it's almost like the other conversation. We need to be taking care of folks that are born here, paying taxes here, and protect our citizens. You know, in Missouri, the number one killer of Missourians between 18 and 44 is fentanyl. Most, if not all, but a large majority of that fentanyl comes across the borders. Making sure that we keep our Missourians safe and protect ICE. And the National Guard, by the way, they're going to do a backup duty, so they're going to help in some of our ICE offices around the state to where ICE agents can then get back out onto the street and do what they do best. So it's a partnership with them, and our Guard is ready to go. They're well-trained, and we're happy to assist.
But this is separate from any kind of activity that might be involved with fighting crime, for example, in downtown St. Louis. I mean, has there been, the president's mentioned Missouri, has there been any communication from the White House on that front?
Yeah, it is definitely separate. And yeah, we have heard that several times, president, various people of the administration. I think the context that they're using that is that, look, we need to make sure crime is under control in our major cities. You've seen, oh my goodness gracious, you've seen what's happening in Portland. The president used his authority to do this in Washington, D.C. I was just there this week. It's made a huge difference. You're hearing restaurant people, cab drivers, Uber drivers saying they haven't seen people out in D.C. like this ever before. Remember, in St. Louis, we're thankful, and I know the administration understands this, we took action into our own. You know, a year and a half or so ago, we put Gabe Gore in there through the help of Andrew Bailey and others to make sure that we had a great prosecutor. Chief Tracy's done a great job moving the needle, but couldn't quite do what he needed to do in the previous administration. So you have a new mayor there, and now you have a new police board of local citizens who are doing the right thing to make sure crime is and the police officers get the resources they need. And then the crime bill that we passed in the legislature by your own folks in St. Louis that were the leaders there, Brad Christ in South St. Louis, Representative Nick Shore in St. Charles County as a senator, gave law enforcement 24 tools they desperately needed to get out and fight crime. So some things we've taken on our own to be proactive so we don't have to wait for help to come in. And I can tell you the administration appreciates those actions that we've taken.
Yeah, well, and, you know, I haven't talked to you since you you signed the map into, you know, legislation or, you know, welcome the new legislative map. We haven't talked about that yet. You know, I was a little uncomfortable with doing this map again just because I think it sets a bad precedent. But I understand when you get a call from the White House and they want to do something, and I guess the legislature comes back into the special session, they do this relatively quickly with the initiative petition reform. But what would you say about how these districts are changing? And, you know, obviously you're using your political capital at this point.
Well, it reflects more of Missouri's values. And the map that we passed back in 2002, you know, there weren't a lot of people happy about that. It locked down our legislature for a long time and it had a little bit of a spaghetti district to it. It wasn't compact like the Constitution called. Look at Illinois' map. You'll really see a gerrymandered map. I'm really tired of people saying Missouri's map is now gerrymandered. No, I would just ask you, Google Illinois map. That's all I want you to do. And then compare it to the Missouri First map that we just passed in session with the help of the House and Senate. And now Missourians will have a chance. All the congressional members live in still the same number of districts they did before this map was passed. And we think it represents and reflects what Missourians are all about. And we're hopeful that it works out.
Earlier this afternoon on the Reardon Roundtable, and I've done this publicly before, I have offered to knock on doors and put up yard signs for Cori Bush here in St. Louis because she's entered this race again and she's just the gift that keeps on giving to Missouri. Now, Governor, I say that in jest clearly because I do think, and even though I don't agree with Wesley Bell on probably most of the issues, he is a better representative from a Democrat district than Cori Bush ever was or will be.
Well, Cori Bush is in the squad and AOC and all these other folks that are to the extreme left of the Democrat is a reflection of what you've seen in the Democrat Party. And again, that's the other reason for the map. We don't think Hakeem Jeffries, who's indicated that he's about to and possibly could endorse a admitted socialist for mayor in New York. We do not think those values meet Missouri values, even Missouri Democrat values. The Democrat Party has gone so far left, even Democrats don't recognize them anymore. And as I tell people all the time, my mother, our family, as you know, raised in North St. Louis, working class family, Irish immigrants, all Democrats, all my family, never knew one. But my mother always said the same thing Ronald Reagan did. She didn't leave the Democrat Party. They left her. And with the addition of the Cori Bushes, the AOCs of the world, it really is so radical that their own party members don't even recognize it anymore.
Let me ask you about North St. Louis, because, Governor, a week ago today, I took a trip up there to see some of the tornado damage. I had not traveled up and really seen anything, and, you know, there's a lot of cleanup that's needed. I know that Senator Hawley's been in the news the last couple of days, you know, wondering what's going on with FEMA. There was a Wall Street Journal article earlier this week that focused specifically on St. Louis and on some of the, you know, complications from getting some of this aid. What can you say about the aid that is still needed here and how your office is working with the feds to get some of this help here quicker than, you know, sooner rather than later, I guess is what I'd say.
Well, I've been there.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Many, many times since the tornado, including 12 hours afterwards and multiple times since then. And we did get great news from the feds. And Senator Hawley and Senator Schmidt and our congressional delegation were all very helpful, where the federal government has come in with a $150 million plus package that will help us clean up North St. Louis. Now, the Corps of Engineers will have some oversight and be helpful to it, but they've given us kind of the football. So our state emergency management agency can go out for bid, get contractors that are professionals and come in and take out the buildings that were damaged due to the tornado, not ones that were there damaged before the tornado, and really start the cleanup effort. So the city's happy with that process. Our congressional delegation has been involved and has been happy with that. So we just got the green light on that in the last few weeks, and we are putting those that to work right now.
You probably saw the news, and I'm guessing your office was involved in this, and sometimes I don't say nice things about St. Louis or the airport, but we got great news this week with this, you know, British Airways flight that will start next spring to London. That's outstanding. We talked about that on the roundtable as well. That's some great economic news, right?
That's awesome, and don't forget, Lufthansa has added 2 more flights, so they'll have 5 flights a week. Those are the things that we need to happen. Now we need to get to that next step with the airport. I know the business community, you saw just in the last few days, Greater STL has announced they have a new executive director, RBC there in St. Louis. Multiple people are involved. And what do we need to do to not only make sure we have an airport that is acceptive and all-encompassing to flights with better destinations and connections, but the area around the airport is also really important, so that when you get off that flight and you're a CEO of a Fortune 500 or 100 company, the first thing you see is something that you represent St. Louis and what we're all about. There's a lot of people rowing in the same direction on the airport for the first time in a long time. I'm optimistic we actually can get something done with the additional flights and actually a physical new infrastructure piece out there in the form of buildings.
Will you be, Governor Mike Kehoe, at the Alabama-Mizzou game next Saturday?
I am hopeful to be there.
Sounds like the schedule might have complications.
Well, you know, sometimes the schedule gets ahead of you, and then you look back saying, who scheduled me on that day? Didn't they know Alabama was
See,
playing?
I'm trying to help you out here, Mike. I'm trying to make sure you look at the staff and say that schedule's clear, because that's going to be a huge day in Columbia. It really will. Look, the team is looking outstanding. They have the bye this week. The stadium looks crazy because of all the construction. It's a little weird.
Mizzou is doing really good. Drinkowitz is doing a fantastic job. We've got some really good, high-quality players, and Mizzou Nation has really showed up for some of these games, and we're proud to have such a great team and a great facility that's under construction. We're going to win against Bama. Don't be betting against
them,
Mark.
I'm feeling good about it. They have Vanderbilt
tomorrow
at home. You
need to be feeling good.
No, I am feeling good. I'm going to try to make it. Maybe we'll see you there. Thanks, you. Thanks, Mike. Thanks for coming on tonight, Governor.
All right, buddy. Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. Governor Mike Kehoe with us for a quick visit on a Friday night. We don't often do the you know, the serious stuff, but we wanted to get the governor. When the governor calls, we take his call, if you will. So we got Tim Summer coming up with some music stuff. Before I get to that, and I do have audio cut of the day, there was something else. You know, I played this earlier in the roundtable, and I this is the kind of stuff that drives me nuts. And I don't know if this is ever... Well, I know the answer. This is rhetorical. If this will be called out. So you have a lot of people, for example, this week. Let me juxtapose something here, Sue, for you. You know, we played the, I don't need to play it again, the AI Schumer. Maybe I can play just a little bit of it. You know, it was the computer-generated Chuck Schumer, which is essentially satire, right? And,
yes.
And it made, you know, it was funny. It was funny. So you have some of the, here's part of it. I'll just play a little part here.
There's no way to sugarcoat it. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. We have no voters left because of all of our woke trans bullshit.
So obviously it's satire. He goes on. It's a very funny bit. It also has Hakeem Jeffries with a sombrero. So a lot of the people, even some conservatives, establishment conservatives, like Peggy Noonan writes in the Wall Street Journal this morning, very critical of some of these things. She didn't like Pete Hegseth's speech, for example. A lot of people don't like this. They don't think it's proper. And that's fine. And you can say that. And I've said things in the past about, you know, whether or not Trump is presidential enough. I've kind of gotten over that. But what I would say is, do you think there'll be anybody that even circles back around on a ridiculous nonsense soundbite like this? So this is Chris Hayes on MSNBC with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Senator, you've served in Congress and then the Senate. And you served through a number of different administrations with different presidents. And I've covered a number of shutdowns. I've never seen a president during a shutdown kind of gloating about the ability to punish people or to take stuff away from people in states that didn't vote for him. Have you seen that before?
No, of course we haven't. You know, Chris, we are living in an unprecedentedly dangerous moment, maybe the worst crisis in America literally since the Civil War.
I mean, are you kidding me? It's we're in the worst crisis since the Civil War. So the Nazi stuff, I guess they're laying off the Nazi stuff right now. They're going to go back to the Civil War. That is just utterly ridiculous.
And
anyone with any sense of journalistic integrity, which Chris Hayes doesn't have, would say, okay, maybe I can agree with you on some of this stuff, Senator, but that was a really dumb thing to say. Are you freaking kidding me? I hate that stuff. I hate even Barack Obama, you know, even though he's saying stupid things right now, at least he had the courage and the guts at one point in his presidency to acknowledge that we've made such strides in racial relations. You wouldn't know that in the last, you know, 4 years. You'd think we were back in slave time, right? Because they get away with saying stupid things. Did you see the thing last week with, and I don't want to misidentify the Williams sister, but with Venus's Serena in the hotel where they had just a cotton plant?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then she takes a video and she says, that's racist for you to have this decoration in there because it was a cotton plant. I mean,
what?
Really? I don't know.
You're probably wearing cotton.
I think a lot of it,
right?
Tay-Tay's new album came out. We got new stuff from Springsteen. We got Bad Bunny doing the halftime show. Tim Summer is going to weigh in on all of this coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.